Wednesday, Ashland County called a special meeting of its Mining Impact Committee. It will consider drafting an ordinance to guard residents from asbestos exposure. The scientists detected it in rock samples where Gogebic Taconite has been drilling. The company has questioned the scientists' work. Charlie Ortman serves on the Ashland Committee. He says the panel will consider the findings so far.
Dr. Tom Fitz and Dr. Joseph Skulon, a geoscientist and a geochemist, respectively, went up to bulk sampling site 4, which is an old U.S. Steel site. There was bulk sampling there before. So there was loose rocks up there, and they took a look at them, and every rock had a huge mix of the worst kind of asbestos known to man mixed in. And they could verify this with their eyes. That's how obvious it was. So, you know, the county should probably start seeing what our responses can be here, because this is a potential deadly, it's absolutely a carcinogen. Right now it's tied up harmlessly in this rock.
Now, has Ashland County already passed some ordinances related to the potential of mining?
Yes, we have a very good ordinance. It requires a local agreement and cash down payments to the county in order to conduct studies we would need for the environment. So we are protected with a really good ordinance if a permit is actually given by the DNR, and the company would have to come and get a special use permit from us to mine in Ashland County. We're protected that way. We've got a bulk sampling ordinance that's under review and in the works. We're not sure if this company would be grandfathered out of it because of where they are already in their application process, but it's a good thing to have anyway. But we don't have any ordinance regarding asbestos. It's not been an issue in state laws, and federal laws have been pretty strict regarding asbestos. So we're in kind of a unique boat here. Do we let someone make a whole bunch of new deadly asbestos fibers? Can we stop them if we want to?
When you say make them, do you mean the process could release them?
Yes. The bulk sampling process is taking a small sample of rock from different places where they plan to mine and grinding it up as if they mined it, from the size of pea gravel down to talcum powder size. They will create asbestos fibers. They have to account for every fiber they make and have it controlled in such a fashion that it can't be released by any means, airborne or water. If they're given a mining permit and they start blasting, well, they'd have to put a cap on the top, and then that would catch anything airborne. But how do you catch the fibers you produce and blast downward? They will just go right into the water table. But I'm acknowledging I don't know it all.
There's lots of ifs in this situation right now. We don't know how the permitting process will proceed and if ultimately there would be a mine. But do you have some confidence that the county board could come up with an ordinance to deal with asbestos?
Me personally, I would vote to pass one prohibiting the disturbance of naturally occurring asbestos and let someone challenge it. If that's all it will go, I don't know. I'm one person of a 21-member board.
Charlie Ortman is a member of the Ashland County Board and its Mining Impact Committee. It meets today to consider drafting an asbestos ordinance. Gogebic Taconite's application to remove more rock from the proposed mining site is in motion. The Department of Natural Resources says it must gather more information to determine if the body is dangerous, and if it is, can the company contain the hazards?